Item 130, authorize city attorney to seek and appeal a limited judgment in Anderson v. City of Portland, Multnomah Circuit Court Number 1112-15957, the Water and Sewer Fund Expenditure Case.
Mr. Thatcher.
Good morning, counselors. I am here to present this resolution, which authorizes the city attorney first to seek what's called a limited judgment in the Anderson or so-called ratepayer case, which will then allow the city, if granted, but that is in the power of the circuit court judge. So first we have to ask for what's called a limited judgment, and then if the limited judgment is granted, the city attorney has recommended, and the mayor and Commissioner Fish have concurred, that we should appeal the fundamental legal rulings in the initial Anderson order on summary judgment. And the reason we recommend that is we believe that the judge has unreasonably restricted, or interfered with, I should say, the policy discretion of the city council and how it runs its water and sewer entities. And as a consequence, we believe that an appellate court should review that decision sooner rather than later. This case may go on for some time. There are hundreds, if not thousands, of individual expenditures that have been challenged. It will take a long time to work through that. And in the meantime, we believe that the appellate court should review the fundamental legal interpretation of the city's charter, which is contrary to that presented by the city. We have previously gone to the judge about this, and he said that he did not think that the matter was yet configured in terms of how the what we call the remedy was structured, but that he said he understood why we were asking for it, and he thought, in fact, it might well be wise, he did not make a decision, that it might well be wise to have an appellate ruling on his fundamental interpretation of the charter. We believe that we can now present to him a judgment configured in such a way with an appropriate remedy that he could, if he decides, could allow us to appeal his fundamental legal ruling. And we would be appealing those parts of the ruling that determined that the city council had improperly spent water and sewer money on what were what we used to call the voter-owned elections and on lues. And I want to emphasize that in those decisions, the council decided to spend a certain amount, less than 50%, of the lues expenses came from the Water Bureau. The council made a decision to split that expense between various bureaus, including the Water Bureau. And with respect to voter-owned elections, whatever one may think about the validity of that concept, and it was, in many ways, a noble experiment that didn't work.
I would beg to differ.
It worked at least one time.
And it worked to save the ratepayers money.
And it worked to help get money out of politics. But in any case, that's gone. But in that case, the city council said every bureau should pay to help decide who runs all the bureaus, even the Water and Sewer Bureau, because you run the Water and Sewer Bureau. And the judge intervened and said, no, I think that the city council shouldn't share this burden among all bureaus because I have a different idea of how we should implement the city charter. And it's that kind of judicial intervention and policy choices that we believe deserves appellate review. And that's why we're asking for this authority to seek what's called a limited judgment and then, if we get it, to ask the Court of Appeals to review the circuit court judge's interpretation of the city charter. We think it raises very important issues.
Mr. Thatcher, I have two questions. It seems that the Anderson decision was quite some time ago.
Yep.
Why are we appealing now?
it's just taken us some time to get things configured in a way that we thought that we could go back to the judge.
And there isn't a time limit on how soon after a ruling that you can appeal?
Not when you have, there is normally, but in this case, we actually have to ask him for the permission to appeal. So we're going back to ask him for permission, and if he says yes, then we'll appeal. He may say no, in which case we won't get to appeal.
Okay,
so
thank you.
So that's that situation.
My second question is, could there be any unintended consequences to this appeal? Could the ruling that everything except those two expenditures was correct be overturned?
Theoretically, I suppose that's true. I have to say that we think it is a very low risk that the Court of Appeals will overturn the judge's decision to uphold City Council discretion. So yes, theoretically there is a risk that there will be a cross appeal and that the appellants will be able to say that sewer money shouldn't be spent on clean stormwater. But we just think that the fundamental principle here is so important that, and the risk is so low that those parts of the ruling will be overturned, that we still recommend an appeal. But that's a very good question, and one that we did contemplate and talk about with the commissioner and the mayor.
Mr. Thatcher, one of the arguments that persuaded me was the argument that by taking this approach, we potentially save ratepayer dollars. And here's the argument you made. When we moved for summary judgment, both sides said, in effect, here's how we read the charter. Here's what the charter says we can and can't do. Judge, you tell us how you read the charter. And the judge issued a ruling that neither side loved. The plaintiffs argued something, and the judge said, I don't fully agree with your view of the world. And we made an argument, and the judge said, I don't fully agree with your view of the world. So at that point, we had two options. We could go through each of the expenditures that are challenged. The biggest single group in the lawsuit is all of our green infrastructure investments. So everything we're investing in nature to save ratepayer dollars has been challenged in this lawsuit. So we could go through each one of those and spend a ton of money convincing a judge that those are perfectly lawful. And at the end of the day, one or both the parties could appeal that to an appellate court, and a judge could say, well, as a threshold matter, I don't agree with the standard that you applied to determine whether the charter says you can or can't make that expenditure. And what persuaded me when you briefed me was, why should we expend all this money operating on the assumption that the judge got it right? Let's let a appellate court tell us for sure what is the standard for judging whether green infrastructure investments are authorized by the charter or not. And then based on that ruling, come back and do the litigation. And I think the point you made to me was compelling, was we might actually save a lot of money in legal fees by doing it at the front end rather than waiting at the back end for a judge to say, oops, you applied the wrong standard and you spent all this time litigating the case.
And then go back and do it again.
So you have proposed that we appeal it, get a ruling, and that ruling then governs the case. And that's what persuaded me, because I think it ends up saving us ratepayer dollars that we might otherwise expend unnecessarily. So I appreciate your presentation.
Other questions for our legal counsel? Thank you, Terry.
Thank you.
Anyone else want to speak on this item?
My name is Joe Walsh. I represent Individuals for Justice. I was the one that pulled this item that you attempted to take it under consent agenda with no discussion. So the citizens watching this would have been deprived of the very good questions that Commissioner Fritz asked. Those are pertinent questions. And those are the questions that we considered also when we were looking at this. We think that you are running the risk of a cross complaint, that the people that took this to court in the first place in very general terms had the option also to appeal the judge's decision, and you gain $10 million by the judge's decision, if I understand it correctly, because it was a split decision. Here's the problem. You treat judges like they're machines, and they're not. They're human beings. And when you appeal one of their decisions, they don't like it, ever, under any circumstances, under the best circumstances. Even if the judge says, go ahead and do it, they don't like it. He's a human being. We don't like our decisions questioned. So you're going to take this to the appellate court, and you're going to aggravate another judge. You've already aggravated the federal courts. Now you're going after the state courts to aggravate them or embarrass us. Even if you win this, you lose. Because the next case that you're really interested in will have to go to one or the other jurisdictions. And judges have memories. They're human beings. Again, this is a stupid, idiotic appeal. And God, how the city attorney talked you into doing this is insane. And you got two lawyers sitting up there, and neither one of you either understand the probability of winning this, or you don't care, because not your money. It's the ratepayers' money again. Thank you.
Anyone else? Further discussion? Roll call on the resolution.
Fritz? Well, obviously, I had already asked the questions that I asked Mr. Thatcher today beforehand, because I was prepared to vote for this on the consent agenda. I'm not a lawyer, but I do understand that there's a principle of law in the United States that legal decisions set precedent, and then other judges follow those precedents. So it does seem to me to be important to find out what the appeal court believes is the authority of the city charter and the authority of the city council. I disagree with the finding that voter-owned elections was not appropriately funded by ratepayer dollars, simply because I saved the ratepayers $500 million by being independent and able to challenge the intent to build a filtration plant in the Bullen watershed. So I'm interested in overturning that particular piece of it. I am guided by the city attorney. They have the best interests of the city as their job, and so that I support this resolution. Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
Hales?
I testify and affirm that I believe that our city attorney is sane. Aye.